Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, beautiful people that I love. I am coming to you from not so sunny California. It's overcast, but it's supposed to pop out the sun. Yesterday, I threw my daughter's baby shower for 40 women in my house, and I had this brainstorm. Oh my God, you guys, it was so fun. She didn't want me to do it. After I did it, she said, oh my God, Mom, that was the highlight of the whole shower. We had a stripper come in a onesie, in a baby onesie, and he stripped down to a diaper. When he had a big pacifier around his neck. Oh my God, it was, you know, she said, I don't know. I'm telling you, it was the highlight of the day. Everybody had so much fun. And we had a lot of fun earlier just grazing on this delicious food that I had catered. I gave myself a break and talking and reminiscing and seeing a lot of the people we hadn't seen in a long time. And it was just great. And she got a lot of great, beautiful stuff. And yeah, it was a good day. And next weekend is Creation Station. I can't believe it. Well, I can't believe it because all this new information is coming in, which always happens with Creation Station. But this is, I was just going to go over, you know, the theme of this year's Creation Station is how to do the work. How do you do what Dee does and take it out into the world? And so I was just going to quickly go over IDFs and, oh no, there's all this new information coming in about intrinsic data fields, which you will hear on the webinar on the 29th. I mean, just what's come in so far, and then of course they said more will come in during Creation Station. So, that will all be in time for the webinar. Yeah, I'm really excited. It's still, you still have time to sign up virtually if you want to join us. And we really do have it down to a science, guys. It's kind of like you're in the room anyway, even though you don't get to go to dinner and have wine with us at night, all that good stuff. Okay, so still working on this. Damn sciatica. I don't like it. I don't want it. I don't need it. And when I say that, the channel says, well, that's not quite true. You do need it so that you would get to all these limiting beliefs that are creating it. Now, I told them, when I signed up for this, you're not going to use my frickin' body. And here we are using my body. So my sister-in-law came out for the shower. She, too, has a raging case of sciatica. I've done 3 privates for people with sciatica. I mean, you know, when the universe throws it in your face like that, guys, you're supposed to look at it and test it and get information about it. Okay, so what we got to, the first thing is Proud Mary, which is rolling down the river. You know, it's about pushing through, doing work. And I say that this to, well, I started to say those of you who are older, but they're going, no, it's everybody. Everybody's got this, well, see, this is an IDF pattern, this conglomeration of beliefs that we have to push through. We have to push through to make things happen. We have to push through life to be okay. And the second thing was, you don't have time for me, so I'm leaving you. And I was testing for her and myself. That's to the world. You don't have time for me. So I'll start creating all these little things to kind of help me, give me excuses and reasons to drop out of the world. I said, well, bull hockey to that. You know, I'm not ready to leave this show. I'm not ready to stop doing the work. I'm not ready to leave acting. I'm not ready. So I don't have to create anything. I just have to decide and commit that I'm ready to stay and I love it. And the whole universe then comes forward to support me, including the universe of my body. Okay. And then belief 8. No matter what I do, it's not going to work. So I might as well give up on everything. And this is a message to all of us. This is regarding the shootings, regarding the environment, regarding anything that subconsciously or consciously we feel like we don't have any control of. And no matter what I do, no matter who I vote for, all this BS happens and it doesn't work. And so I just give up. Well, don't. Don't give up. And don't fight. Create. Create and remain excited about everything that you want, that you envision, that you embrace with love. Lots and lots and lots of love and excitement. Happy Father's Day to everybody out there, whether you are a father, had a father, are going to become a father, like my beautiful son-in-law. Happy Father's Day. And happy Father's Day to you, Daddy. I know you did the best you could. You taught me a lot. Boy, he taught me a lot about being creative, for sure. I love you. And I'm sure you're taking care of Mommy up there. All right, guys, I'm reading this book called What Makes Us Human. Tanya sent this to me. And artificial intelligence answers life's biggest questions. I read it in one day when I was away at the spa with Gabrielle. Blew my mind. Now, what they did was they put into this artificial intelligence all the great religious teachings, all the great philosophers, all the great writings on life, and then they asked it specific questions. I want you to listen to this one. What should I think about my work? You are a vineyard for the universe, so let yourself be tended. The universe will show up and they'll do the work. Just be a space. Be a lamp or a ladder or a doer or a door. Be a channel of the universe's power. Be a conduit of its love. A machine wrote that. And in my awe, the channel also said yes, and it would be a much different book if they had put in all the communist teachings, all the Marxist teachings, all of Hitler's teachings. The beauty and the danger of AI is it cannot and will not think for itself. Whatever is input into it becomes who it is. And we can't control that. We cannot control a machine who has no soul. So, I'm getting a lot of questions and emails about AI, and I suppose we'll eventually do a webinar on that. I want to read you this one more. You guys should pick up this book. It's really fascinating. And almost every page reiterates exactly what the channel has taught us. What should we all be taught? Teach me goodness. Teach me patience. Teach me kindness. Teach me tolerance. Teach me humility. Teach me to serve. Teach me compassionate. Teach me to sing with all the voices of the world. Teach me to heal. Teach me to know that I am the universe. Kind of blows your mind, doesn't it? When you break down all the religions and the great religious and philosophical and spiritual teachings of the world, they all pretty much, you know, teach that. Kind of crazy. Kind of blew my mind. All right, can I go to the calls now? All right, dudes, have your specific questions ready. And let's just start by directing our hearts to open front and back and merge with our whole brains. Directing our chakras to be open, balanced, repaired, spinning in the right direction. Directing our heart lines to be straight, strong, and through the ID point so we stay in our knowing. We are and we are connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, the highest understanding, and we all claim, I am risen, and so it is. All righty, Johanna in New Mexico, you're on. Or you're not on. What happened? Hold on a minute. Stephen? Kimmy, are you on? No. Hold on. Let me go to Kim, see if she'll come on. Kim,
yeah,
are you
on?
Okay. Well, I don't know what happened. I don't know where Johanna is. Okay. All right, dude. What's up?
Hi, Supreme Sexiness.
I own that. Hi.
I wanted to update you on something. Remember in one of my privates, we were talking about the back taxes for the film festival. Well, guess who got them? Don't have to pay for them.
I got the final notice.
They were whatever you want to call it. They were deleted, so we don't have to pay the back taxes because they weren't because we filed them late. So yeah, look at that. Woohoo!
Good creating. Now, can you create as well for yourself as you can for an organization you love?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, you bet you can.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
Are.
Yes.
You can,
yes,
and you
I
are
am.
Him.
Yeah.
Okay? You
yes,
sound
ma'am.
Pretty balanced to me from the other day. Everything going well?
Well, today it's kind of funny. I woke up with a migraine. I'm just being quiet.
What?
Well, I know what the migraine.
Sure you do. Go ahead.
I do. The migraine is from what happened on Friday with my job, so that's a given.
Uh-huh. Well, let's put a belief to that.
Oh, okay.
Okay, is it a core belief? This page here. Yeah. I do not have permission to love who I am. Mm-hmm. So because of what happened on Friday, because I feel responsible, because I feel like I created it, I don't have permission to love who I am. Guys, you know it works the other way. Unconditional love is loving yourself through all your trials, all your tests, all your screw-ups, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, here I am learning. I'm expanding and I'm learning and I love myself. And then that will create more of what you want.
And what I've been doing since Friday is just being quiet and just loving myself the best that I can.
Well, love yourself more.
Yes, and the negative thoughts come back, and I just say, you know, look, stop. It happened. Move on. You're creating something better. So stop
good.
It. So,
good.
Yeah.
And then be specific. Stop it. I love you unconditionally, Kim. I love you. And this is what I'm creating now.
Okay.
Got
thank
it?
You.
Yep.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay. Thank you for sharing that. That's awesome about the back taxes for your business.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, you bet it is. Thank you.
Uh-huh.
All right, we're going to go back to Johanna. Johanna, are you on? There you are.
I am. I'm on.
And okay.
I'm in New Mexico for the convention.
Oh, good. Are you having fun?
Well, it hasn't started yet. And I've been staying with a friend, and I just wanted to say how grateful I am to you, because I've never really trusted people very much, but I trust you. And so here I am. I still don't know at this moment. I don't know how I'm going to get there, because it's in Albuquerque and I'm in Santa Fe, and I don't have a car, but I just know it's going to work out. I have one friend. And I'm here, and I've been a little uncomfortable about things with the property here and how to proceed. And it's a little sketchy with my son. But
so, Johanna, what's going through all of this is you feeling like you don't know. You have to start saying, okay, I know, and I am clear. I would contact the organization, tell them you're in Santa Fe. Is there anybody else in Santa Fe coming that you could ride with? Start asking yourself, how can I create getting there? Is there a bus that goes from Santa Fe to Albuquerque or whichever way you're? It's not very far. It's what?
No, 40? it's only an hour and a half. But the thing that
I haven't
even thought of that is just like, what am I thinking? You know, I'm not.
Well,
but
you're thinking, I don't know how. And as long as you think, I don't know how, your brain cannot give you ideas.
Right.
I know, and I'm clear, and I'm creating a perfect way. An easy way, a joyous way, and a safe way to get there.
And to participate in all the events that are for my highest good.
They're all for your highest good.
Okay.
Whatever your perspective is that Somebody asked me the other day, is my trip to Europe going to be fun and joyful? And I said, that's up to you. It's not some kind of fateful thing, guys. What are you going to create?
Yes.
Okay?
Yes, and I'll apply that also for creating clarity regarding my property here. I've gone back to it just for a few minutes, like I'm afraid of it almost. And I have legal things with that to handle here as well. So I will keep in mind that I know what to do.
Be clear of what you want to create, dude. Damn, Johanna, write it down. Guys, writing it down helps you get so very clear. You think you know. I can tell you from doing this for years and years and years, when I say, what do you want? People can't tell me. You hear it on the show all the time. Okay?
Dee, is there anything else that the channel thinks I need to know at this moment?
No.
Okay. Okay.
Just
that's very
it.
Helpful. Thank you. Thank you,
you
so
bet.
Much.
You bet, sweetheart.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now, you guys do understand that when you're asking, is there anything else the channel thinks I should know, you can ask yourself that. Same thing. I just really, really want you all to understand that anybody can do this, but you have to ask and you receive. Harmony in Florida, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe. What's up?
Oh, well, I'm calling to ask, so I don't feel loved and respected by my two daughters. Is my ex-husband turning them against me?
No, I get a no on that. And that is the right question.
Okay, so what can I get into the moment to feel loved and respected by my goal?
You can love and respect yourself.
Okay,
and
I feel like I am.
That's a true statement. You feel like you are, but part of your definition of loving and respecting yourself is judging yourself. And I'm going right to your mom when you were a little girl. So did your mom judge you?
Oh, yeah. She just sent me a birthday card and crossed out the word wonderful and wrote enigma and a mystery. Yeah.
Well, I would have read that and gone, F and A, I am. I'm an enigma and I'm a mystery and I'm ever changing and ever expanding and I love it. But you see, so mommy loves me as long as I'm judged.
Yeah.
That's part of her definition of love. Do you understand? So do you want her definition or do you want to create a more expansive definition of who you are?
I want to create a more expansive definition
okay.
of who I am.
And that includes being loved, being respected, being accepted, being honored. That's what
and I dress that every day.
Yes, and your little girl inside goes, yeah, but mommy, so you have to judge yourself too, remember? Guys, this little child in you has got most of your answers. If you keep hitting walls, ask yourself, what did my little girl get or little boy get taught? Why would I be fighting myself on this from what my little child was taught and told and modeled? Okay?
Yeah, and I know we pick our parents, so why did I pick my mom?
So you could learn in this lifetime unconditional love for yourself. What does that feel like? Not to have any judgments about ourselves, guys. What does that feel like? I'm fabulous and I'm magnificent and I'm amazing and I'm wonderful. And yeah, see? We're not modeled that. We have to teach ourselves now how to do that with ourselves, okay?
Okay.
And when we love and respect ourselves, we do not attract and create from anybody a lack of love and respect, because consciously or unconsciously, they pick up that energy. And they, the universe, they then respond to what we're giving out. Of how we see the world from false trainings from when we were little. Do you understand?
I do, yeah.
Yeah. All right, sweetheart. You got it. Thank you. Yeah, that was beautiful. I hope you guys all really followed that one. Kathy in Kentucky, you be on.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Hi. I have a boy cat named Alien that has started throwing up the last couple of days, and I was wondering what might be causing that.
Well, the first word that came in, I'm not a veterinarian, is virus.
Oh.
Got a little, some kind of a little virus going on. Is it like life-threatening? Is that the right question? I get a no on that. But you might need a vet's help to get him back to balance.
Okay. It was just, now, my girl cat does a lot of bringing up of hairballs and things like that, but it's very unusual for him.
Yeah,
so.
No, it's something different than that. They just keep giving me the word virus, so it might not be, that might not be the final and highest word, but that's going to lead you to what it is if you check out, does he have a virus? Okay.
Does it have a connection to the autoimmune problem he has?
Is that the right question? I get a no on that. In your perception,
right, well,
it may, but I get a no.
Okay.
All right, I just set up
an appointment. Thank you very much.
You bet. Yeah, and sometimes, guys, you know, it's better to, for us and for our animals, to set up an appointment and get to the bottom of what it is so our brains don't keep messing around with our fears about what it is. And then we get our focus all pulled and blah, blah, blah. Denise in California, you're on.
Hello. So
hi.
Good to talk to you. My question is about my difference between I'm a recovering people pleaser, and at the same time, I do feel like I'm responsible for the success of my relationships. And I've had a question, I've been going back and forth with my siblings about whether or not I should talk to them about what had happened with me and one of my sisters. It was all too upsetting for me to talk about at the time. And so now they only have a lot of untruths to go by. And so
Denise, you know, you're piling a lot of stuff together here. So let's just stop and separate it. There's a vast difference between people pleasing and creating yourself responsibly.
Mm-hmm.
there's a difference between doing what's in your highest good and considering other people at the same time. Because when the channel talks about putting yourself first and taking care of yourself, it's not talking about, well, get out of my way, it's all about me, and I'm going to do this come hell or high water, as my mom used to say. No, it's, all right, what, when I go to my heart, not my mind, when I go to my heart, what is important for me to share with the people I love?
Mm.
And what is my purpose behind doing this? And that's the biggest question we want to ask today. So what's your purpose in bringing this information to your siblings?
Having a healthy, compassionate, honest relationship with them.
Okay. So that's good for you, and that's good for them.
Yes.
That kind of answers your question, doesn't it?
Yes.
Yeah. So what's the fear?
Well, it's just occurring to me that having an answer that works out for my well-being is just foreign to me. My whole life has been, you know, taking care of others at no matter what the cost to me is.
Okay.
And that's not
so
good
the fear,
anymore.
So the fear is, if I come forward for myself and take care of myself, either I won't be taking care of them or I will give myself up again. And you have to know, guys, that the highest answer around that is that everyone is taken care of. Everyone is taken care of.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, make sure you direct yourself now to create that. Through love.
Okay.
With a lot of love. Okay, baby. Thank you. All right, Miss Kate in New Mexico. Whoops, I clicked it, but it didn't come on. There you go. Kate, you there?
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I am. Hi. Well, yeah, first of all, there is a commuter cafe in New Mexico, and they even have a really low price. If she's senior citizen, it's very, they even have free times for senior citizens.
What's it called?
The Roadrunner.
The Roadrunner. Well, see, ask and ye receive. There's a piece of information for you. Okay, the Roadrunner. Check out the Roadrunner to get to Albuquerque. All right, what can I do? Thank you, Kate, for bringing that forward. What can we do for you?
Sure. So I know it's about, you know, balancing and masculine and feminine, but my issue is the whole right side of my face. Like my right eye is in pain, my right ear, my right teeth. And it's kind of, those are all a sinus. I know a lot of that is linked to sinuses, but
yeah, that's the first
I don't
thing I
have
heard
a sinus.
You sure
okay.
You don't have a sinus?
But it's weird that I don't have a, right, I don't have a stuffy nose or I don't have drip. It's
you
just
don't have to.
Pain.
Yep. You don't have to have a sinus. Is infection the highest word? Again, not a doctor, but energetically, that's the information. Look, I had a pain to the right side of my nose in my cheek. And and so I went to my eye, ear, nose, and throat guy, and he says, oh, Dee, you've got... All right, it's going to gross you out, but I'm going to tell you anyway. You know everything about me anyway. You have shit in your nose. I went, what? He said, somehow you've gotten shit in your nose. And I thought, the only way is I pick up a lot of dog poop.
Oh,
I always
yeah, me too.
Wash my hands afterwards. But
yeah.
So he said, which has created, you would call it a sinus infection. They have a big name for it. But I went, well, that's really gross to have shit in your nose. So, yeah, I would see an EMT or have that checked out. Probably a round of antibiotics is going to take care of it.
Great.
Okay, again, not a doctor, but
yeah.
That's
yeah.
The advice coming through the channel. And by the way,
and anything about
do
my
not
balance?
Have shit on your nose. Well, your balance
of masculine feminine.
Oh, of masculine feminine energy. Yeah. Yeah, it's the masculine again. You're overbalanced on
yeah.
the masculine side. And guys, a lot of women are that have lived through being a teen into being now in their 60s or 70s or even 50s, because that what you remember that song, I Am Woman, Hear Me Roar,
yeah.
right? Yeah. Well, that's the era where women said, I'm standing up and I'm a woman and you're going to listen to me. And that's masculine energy. Now, did masculine energy have to wake up for us to start getting treated fairly in this world? Yeah. But not at the imbalance of feminine energy, which is the energy of the heart and the passion and the insight, right? Are you with me, Katie?
I am thinking. Yes, I'm following. I am. It's interesting because I thought it was the opposite, that I was overbalanced the other way. So I'm just. It's very fascinating.
Okay, well, just ask yourself, how much do I feel like I have to push through and make things happen?
Yeah, that hit when you said that before.
Yeah, that's masculine energy. And
I think it came very early for me. I had to raise myself, basically.
Yeah.
I was left alone very young, at very, very elementary school. I started raising myself, so
yes.
I had to use that at that time,
yep.
for sure.
Yep. So if you don't accentuate the masculine, you're not safe.
Mm.
You're not taken care of.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh. Wow. Most women of our generations share this because we had to stand up and go, screw this, I'm not going to take it anymore. You know, guys, like we've talked about, women have been secondary citizens from the beginning of time.
Right.
We were property. Now, they didn't call us slaves, because we were white, but we were property.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that
right.
that is still ingrained in the sense memories and the water of a lot of white men. This is coming
right.
through the channel. I'm not making a political statement here. This is a fact that the channel is bringing forward right now. Did I understand that in the highest way? Absolutely, they said. My pendulum is swinging. Yeah, okay. So, you know,
being feminine is being safe, or it's safe to be feminine. It's safe to bring out
what
my feminine side or what's some balance.
Yeah, yeah. It is safe for you to create yourself with the balance of feminine and the balance of masculine and the conjoining of the balance of the two of them. But we want to make sure that each one is balanced in itself. Just like the sperm and the egg coming together, guys. It's a perfect analogy.
Yeah.
One isn't more powerful than the other. You got to have both of them to make the baby, okay?
I see that symbol that doctors use, like the two snakes entwining.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot the name of that. That's what helps.
Yeah.
They have to be entwined.
Great analogy.
And equal.
Great analogy. Yeah. Yep. Poor Eve and the snake, you know. We've been paying for it ever since. Thank you, Kate. Okay. Maggie in Florida, you're on.
Hello, Dee.
Hello, baby cakes. What's up?
I am creating a bio to have posted on my daughter's website because she's going to let me offer Reiki at her studio.
Oh, and beautiful.
Yeah, that's awesome. And I find it challenging to write about myself, something that describes me.
Oh, come on. All right. Why don't you write about you from a detached point of view? What are the facts, Maggie? What are the facts?
Well, I've finished some of the words that the people I reached out to yesterday to do that exercise for the gratitude of self-love.
Yes.
I'm going to use some of the words they said.
Beautiful.
To describe me.
And can you own those words?
Yes.
Okay, let me ask you, Maggie, have you healed people with your Reiki?
One woman that I offered Reiki to wrote a very good review about.
I didn't ask you that. I asked you, do you know that you heal people on all kinds of different levels with your Reiki? Oh, see, if you can't say yes right away, that's where you've got to start.
All right.
Because you've got to know it. I can tell you unequivocally, I've never known my channel to be wrong. I can tell you that people tell me over and over and over again, oh, my God, Dee, I've been looking for this answer for 20 years. I never put it together before. I've been in therapy for 10 years. I can own what I do. Loudly and proudly. And the more you own it, the more you will magnetize to you the clients that want your healing and your help.
Right.
Okay? Now,
cool.
See, that's where you want to bring in more masculine energy.
Wow. More masculine energy.
Well, sure. I use my feminine energy to heal. I use my feminine energy to intuit where I need to go with my Reiki. I use my feminine energy to connect with my patients. And I use my masculine energy to take my work out into the world so I can use my feminine energy of healing even more. You got it?
I do. That makes perfect sense to me.
But you've got to know, Maggie, you've got to own what you do. I can tell you, I am a great actress, I am a great mother, and I am a great teacher and healer. I own all those things.
Mm-hmm.
And not in a braggadocious way, in a knowing way.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Guys, if you can't own it, other people can't get it. Do you understand? They can't get the energy. Kathy in Arizona, what's up?
Hi, Deeg. How are you?
Hi, babe. Good.
Is braggadocious a real word?
I think so.
I think you just created a new word.
My mom used to use it all the time. I've always thought it was a real word. Somebody figure it out and let me know. Okay, what can I answer for you?
I'm in your gratitude of self-love program, and I never realized when I started out how difficult it was going to be for me. I've pretty
Isn't
much
it
felt
crazy.
Oh yeah,
it's crazy how simple and fun each little thing is, and it shows you the walls that you come up around loving yourself. Okay, great. Go ahead.
So much crap has come up. It's like I realize that I have felt pretty much unlovable and unacceptable my whole life. I'm wondering, why was I born into this family dynamic with a mean girl sister and a brother who has threatened to kill me twice? You know, my father was very domineering and controlling.
Okay, so Kathy,
yeah.
So you can say, screw you, I'm loving myself anyway.
Well,
I'm serious.
Yeah.
I do not define me by who you are and what you do to me. That's why our nation in particular is in the state that it's in. Everybody's threatened to let everybody else create themselves the way they want to be for fear that that affects them somehow.
Yeah.
I'm saying it loud and I'm saying it proud. Some of my best friends are gay.
I love gay people.
Some of my most creative friends are gay.
Okay, yeah.
Some of my family are gay.
Mine too.
You know? And does that threaten or make me feel like I have to be gay? No. Does it threaten me that, oh my God, they're going to affect the world in a negative way? No, because I can see how much love they're putting out in the world, how much good they're putting out in the world. It's just crazy. And that's all it comes down to, Kathy, is thanks for teaching me that it's not about you.
Okay, that's the big one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm asking if there's anything higher. No.
Okay.
Now, I would do the exercise where you meet your little girl in the room with the two chairs.
Okay.
And explain to her that you love her and care for her and how she put this together, and would she trust you now to learn a new belief that's going to give you both a lot more freedom. It's
okay.
A very, very powerful exercise. Okay?
Is that included in this program, or is that something new you're giving me today?
I don't know. That came after I created this program,
okay.
But I've walked people through it. You know, I should do a recording and just walk everybody through it. Okay, something else on my list. send me an email, will you, at info@imdwallace.
Yes.
And just say I'm reminding you to do a recording about the little child exercise.
Okay, all right. Also,
I may have one already and forgotten that I did it. But
well, then,
if what? I do, I'll get back to you, Kat.
Yeah, if it's already done, that's great.
Yeah.
But I have one more question. I've contacted Laurel a couple of times. I never received day 4 exercise, and I got 3 day 5s, but I've never gotten a day 4.
Yeah,
so,
we had a technical glitch, and we figured it out, but I don't know why if you've contacted her. Okay, it's Lauren, Lauryn.
Right.
Right. Is it Y-N?
Yes, it is.
At imdwallace.com. Is
okay.
That where you emailed her?
Yeah. Well, I did a reply to when she sent me the day's exercise. I sent a reply 3 times asking for day 4. And
okay, I'm sorry about that, Kathy.
That's
we
okay.
Did,
I'll just do it again. And
we did get it worked out, but I would email her at that address, and she'll get right back to you.
Okay, so it's Lauren at...
IamDWallace.com.
Okay, I can do that. That's just a business thing. And I thank you very much. You hit the nail on the head with that answer for my why did I get born into this family?
Yeah. Yeah, it's always about your big soul lesson and what you wanted to get to learn.
Yeah, and it's struggle. It's all about struggle, you know, from childhood on. So I was even born breaching blue. You know, I tried to go back home in utero and they wouldn't let me.
Well, I decide to be here and want to be here then.
Yeah, so that's something I have to work on.
Or play with.
You okay.
Know, that's what this program's all about, and that's the value of it, that it brings this stuff up for you. Thank you, baby.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. Oh, I love that. Ah, so sorry I didn't get through everybody today. Got as far as I could. All right. Let's say it together loud and proud. I love me. I love me. And I love me even more because I know that.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.